Never said I oppose fracking.
Show the tape. Put it on your website.
Put it on.
Put it on the website.
Live from Clark Studios in Rochester, New York. Broadcasting around the world. You're listening to You Made It Political, where the voice of the keyboard warrior is finally heard and the arguments presented are put to the political test. And now, here's your host, Matt Clark.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another episode of You Made It Political. It's Thanksgiving week. I hope wherever you all are around the country that you are traveling safe as you get ready to head home for a very, what's hopefully not going to be too chaotic of a situation with your family because of how political and insane we've all been towards each other over the last year. But nevertheless, I hope you guys get through tomorrow without the biggest political catfight you've ever witnessed at the dinner table. At least that's what I'm going for. So it's been a hectic week. I mean, very emotional week. We've had a lot going on. We've had a lot of Rittenhouse drama. Yes, he's been, not guilty verdict came out last week, but I think we're all still trying to digest that. What's great to see, though, is that we are now going after the mainstream media for the disgusting, absolutely horrific way that they have treated both Kyle Rittenhouse and the media, including Joe Biden, which, by the way, is not immune to a potential defamation lawsuit himself. So Joe Biden is under scrutiny, the MSM is under scrutiny, and they all are having an epic meltdown over it. So it'll be great to see what happens as far as that concerned, and we'll kind of go through what they're all doing now to retract and correct all the mistakes that they made throughout the Rittenhouse trial. We all know they could care less. They're only doing it to get out of what will probably be the biggest lawsuit in the history of lawsuits against the mainstream media. This is going to make that Sandman kid look freaking like amateur hour, okay? We all know Nick Sandman went up against the mainstream media and won a $250 million lawsuit. I'd love to see Kyle Rittenhouse hit a billion because they almost put that kid away for life and they deserve everything they have coming for him. But we're going to start today's show over in... We're going to start today with the Aubrey case, the Ahmaud Arbery case. I'm not sure if you guys have been following this. If you haven't been following this, these three men ended up basically tracking down this jogger. They were three white men tracked down this black jogger who was really minding his own business. I 100% side with the verdict on this case. This guy, McMichael, his father and his neighbor, these three white men, ended up pursuing some black man who really was just jogging, and they thought he was up to no good. They kept harassing him, kept going after him, ultimately shot the guy, and he died. So the three were arrested for murder, and all three have now been convicted of murder. Let's take a look at the guilty verdict as it was announced just a few minutes ago.
I'm going to go ahead and address each one of these verdict forms separately. First verdict form I have is the state of Georgia versus Travis McMichael. Mr. McMichael, please stand. Verdict is as follows. In the Superior Court of Glynn County, State of Georgia, the State of Georgia versus Travis McMichael, case number CR000433. Jury verdict form. Count one, malice murder. We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty. I'm going to ask that whoever just made an outburst be removed from the court, please. As this court has indicated, I ask that there be no outbursts in the court, and I expect as much from the gallery. Please respect the court's desire for this as we move forward. If you feel like you need to make a comment or otherwise demonstrate with respect to the verdict, I do ask that you step out of the courtroom now. Count two, felony murder. We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty. Count three, felony murder. We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty. Count four, felony murder. We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty. Count five, felony murder. We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty. Count six, aggravated assault. We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty. Count seven, aggravated assault. We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty. Count eight, false imprisonment. We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty. Count nine, criminal attempt to commit a felony. We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty. Dated this 24th day of November, 2021, signed by the foreperson.
So clearly this guy is guilty on all counts. Casey, I just read your comment. There were other places to watch the verdict. Stop watching CNN. That made me laugh. I know. Listen, when I cram for the show, sometimes I just pull up whatever I see very quickly. I happen to pull up CNN in my news feed, and that's what I served up. So I apologize. Next time we'll bring you the verdict from more of a right-wing news channel like Fox News or something a little bit more tolerable for my viewers. So I apologize to you all for throwing CNN in your face and making you all want to probably throw up or at least gag. But listen, this Travis McMichael guy, dude, I agree. Totally guilty. There's just no reason for that whatsoever. You know, this is a case of these three white guys. I think they were just asking for trouble. I'm not going to sit here and play the other two verdicts for you, but they were all guilty on Travis McMichael, guilty on all accounts. The other two were guilty on half of the accounts, if not to maybe 70% of the accounts that were thrown at them. But they're all going away for a very long time, if not the rest of their life, as they should be. Now, it's interesting to read the comments on this case because, see, this is where a lot of the black community is saying, see, this is what justice should be about. This is what a real judge should have done in the Rittenhouse trial. And I'm thinking, no, these cases were black and white. They were day and night. I mean, a miles apart. And it's pissing me off watching the black community compare Rittenhouse to this asshole Travis McMichael, who literally got out of his truck, chased this black kid down, drove the truck around the block a few times, wouldn't let this kid go, and then pursued him and shot and killed him. That is totally different than what happened in the Rittenhouse trial. But BLM, the black community, the liberals, the far-left radicals, they're all sitting here trying to compare these twos as if they were apples to apples. Let's take a look at some of the comments because I was shocked and it was just ridiculous to see how just outrageous and inaccurate these comments were. Matthew wrote, and I agree with this, the tapes showed what these individuals did. They admitted Ahmaud Arbery was not armed. The racial charge language by the now convict's lawyer blew up in their face. The racially charged language was a racial dog whistle. Now that woman lawyer that made that comment choke on that racially charged language she used. Justice was served. I think he's just referring to the prosecution and the female prosecutor who did a phenomenal job, by the way, and just proved to everybody, and especially the jury, that there was nothing that this Ahmaud Arbery did to instigate, incite a threat, incite violence towards these Travis McMichael and his father and his neighbor. So I agree with Matt here, but what pisses me off is when I see comments like this. This Anthony Caldwell, I guess we have three spots to fill for tonight's show on Tucker Carlson. I mean, that is so unnecessary, okay? Tucker Carlson, first of all, Fox News is the only network not getting the shit sued out of him right now. And that has to tell you something. The fact that Joe Biden and pretty much every left-leaning media outlet is shitting themselves right now over hundreds of million-dollar potential lawsuits just goes to show that the mainstream media, they knew they were wrong. They knew they were wrong. They tried it on, and now they're all backpedaling. They're not sorry for what they did towards Rittenhouse. They're sorry that they got caught. They're sorry that they now have a defamation suit, the biggest one they're ever going to see, about to hit their desk soon. So all of these liberals, and of course we're on CNN's social media page right now, so it's just a freaking lib fest here. They're all kind of comparing this to Rittenhouse, and they're applauding the judge, and they're slamming the Rittenhouse judge. They're saying, "See this Arbery judge? That's a real judge. That's, you know, that's exactly what you'd expect in a courtroom." Well, no, a judge can act any way they want as long as they're acting within the realms of the law and the legal case. A judge, it doesn't matter what the personality of the judge is. It doesn't matter if one judge is more calm and one judge is more aggressive in the courtroom. One judge might sit back and let the lawyers do everything, and another judge might step in and say, "Cut the shit," as we saw in the Rittenhouse case. So two very different personalities here. Just because one judge acted in a different manner than another doesn't make either of them right or wrong. It just means they had two very different situations. I think the Arbery case was a slam dunk win for the prosecution. I think the Rittenhouse case was should have been a slam dunk win for the defense. And as soon as the prosecution got out of line, and we all saw it, as soon as they got out of line, the Rittenhouse judge had to rein them in and say, "Listen, guys, you know this is unacceptable. Cut the shit." And the judge and the prosecution and the defense in the Rittenhouse case, they all worked together for years now. This wasn't their first case. They all know each other. Outside of the courtroom, they're probably all buddies. But in the courtroom, the judge forced the defense and the prosecution to check all of the propaganda BS at the door. And he wanted nothing to do with it coming into the courtroom. So this is not an apples to apples case. Joan here says a glimmer of hope for America's justice system. What do you mean a glimmer of hope? We saw a glimmer of hope. We just saw in the Rittenhouse case. I mean, that was a thank God that that happened. So for these people now to say, you know, there's a glimmer of hope from America's justice system is just completely inaccurate and totally wrong. Joan goes on to say, mind you, this case was so blatantly obvious that had the decision been otherwise, even Republicans could not have found an excuse for it. And see, this is where you know these liberals have no idea what the hell they're talking about, because I am a Republican, and I have said from day one, this Arbery case was so obvious. I didn't think in a million years these three men, as soon as I started to learn and hear what actually happened in court, as soon as I started to see all that, I then agreed with not Democrats, not Republicans, but with the judicial system. I agreed with it. As a hardcore conservative, as a constitutionalist, as a 2A buff, as a Trumper, I agreed with the jury on this case. I was with the prosecution the entire time. And I'm glad justice was served and that this Arbery kid's family could, I don't want to say sleep peacefully at night, because that's hard to do when you've lost your, you know, a child, a son, or a brother. It's very hard to ever sleep peacefully again, but at least they'll sleep just a little bit better knowing that these three men who basically hunted this kid down and killed him for not really much of a reason. I'm just glad that, you know, the verdict was served the way it is to give these family members a little bit more comfort in their lives. So, you know, comments like these are just ridiculous. You know, that even Republicans could not have found an excuse for it. It's totally unaccall. It's just unacceptable, uncalled for. And it just goes to show how detached from reality these liberals or these kind of far left wing people really are. They don't understand what we're out there fighting for every day. They don't get it. They just think we walk around, us right wingers walk around full of hate, and we just want to destroy everything in our path. And no matter what anybody did, we're gonna either praise them or shame them. Well, no, that's not the case at all. Okay, we actually like to apply a lot. We like to apply logic to every situation. Every situation. Chauvin, I don't know. I that's a tough one because, you know, Derek Chauvin, he didn't have to do that to George Floyd, but it was within the realms of the procedure approved by the police department. So I do believe that the mob did call that one. I believe the mob called that one. I think if we just looked at the facts, the law, the procedures, Derek Chauvin was following them. Was it ethical? Was it moral? No, absolutely not. Was it legal? Yeah, it was legal. I mean, 100% legal. I it's not even my opinion. It's not your opinion. It's not the court's opinion. It's just fact based on the procedures by the police department that Chauvin worked for or worked in. So I do think the mob got to him, and I think there, if there was anything but a guilty verdict, that America would have burned. And I think the jury was very scared for that and for their own lives. So I don't think that case was tried fairly at all. And again, not because of what Chauvin did, which was disgusting, but because I believe he was acting within his legal rights to do a knee on the neck procedure, which was approved by the police department. Rittenhouse, self-defense. The jury said, screw you, mob. We don't give a shit what you guys think about anything. This kid should not go away for life. We're ruling based on the facts. And that's why I think Rittenhouse, fortunately, was read a not guilty verdict. Thank God the jury in the Rittenhouse case wasn't as scared as the jury was in the Derek Chauvin case. Otherwise, we may have seen the mob win again and Rittenhouse, an innocent man, go to prison for life. But this Aubrey case, I'm 100% on the prosecution side here. So it's good to see, but, you know, this here, this Mary chick, this judge is a real judge, referring to the judge of the Ahmaud Arbery case. Mary writes, this judge is a real judge, comparing this judge to the Rittenhouse judge. What, the Rittenhouse judge wasn't a real judge? No, they were both real judges. She said he is professional and knows the law. I'm pretty sure Rittenhouse's judge also knew the law. His handling of the case just shows how inept the kangaroo judge was in the Rittenhouse trial. No, Mary, you just don't like the outcome because that didn't fit your BS narrative. And that is how liberals decide outcomes in life, based on whether it fits their narrative or not. Where I tend to try to conclude an outcome based on logic and law, just pure logic, which is really what everybody should be basing a decision on. So CNN's having a meltdown still over the Rittenhouse case, but they're having even more of a meltdown, and this is beautiful. They're having a meltdown. All of social media is having a meltdown. Reuters, CBS News, Washington Post are among outlets who've corrected their misleading reporting of the Rittenhouse trial. So all of a sudden, all of these freaking garbage left-leaning news networks, which we all know are just one big propaganda machine, they're all backpedaling now. Fox was smart on this one. Fox went nowhere near it. Tucker Carlson was genius to get Rittenhouse in as the very first interview following the not guilty verdict. and which just strengthens the Rittenhouse-Fox relationship even more now. Because you know when these lawyers smell blood in the water from any network, they're going to go in for the kill. So Fox News, they were good. They were great about it the whole time. And I'm glad that Rittenhouse and Fox News is on such good terms, because I don't believe Fox News should have an ounce of lawsuit thrown at them. CNN, Reuters, CBS, Washington Post, you better believe they have it coming for them. So Fox put out an article today that liberal news outlets are now forced to confront misleading coverage of Rittenhouse trial. So if I'm a liberal seeing this, okay, if I'm a Democrat seeing this, this to me is going to prove that these media outlets, or at least it should prove to, you know, anybody who supports these people, it should give you a sense of approval that these outlets were wrong in the first place. They were totally wrong. All of them were wrong in the sense that they maliciously attacked Rittenhouse. So what exactly is going on here? Let's break this down for you guys. So CNN, Reuters, MSNBC, Washington Post, all false media reporting. They all kept saying the same thing during the trial, if you guys remember, about Rittenhouse carrying a rifle across state lines. I mean, how many times did you see that? Rittenhouse carried a rifle across state lines. Rittenhouse drove across state lines with the rifle. Rittenhouse's mom took him across state lines with the rifle. So we heard this over and over and over again. I mean, this is how stupid the left are, that, you know, they're not really original. It's like one outlet comes out with something, like they're all 50 of them are like, yeah, that's cool. Let's all re-echo that over and over and over and over again. And their viewers are just kind of sitting there brainwashed to the tune of the liberal media's propaganda. And they just can't decipher the fact that, guys, you're being brainwashed right now. Some would even go as far as saying or calling it psyoped. Okay, you're being psyoped when you hear the same thing over and over and over again, and your mind just kind of starts to turn into a little robot, and you just believe what comes out of their mouth. And the left know this, which is why they're so good at succeeding in this sort of propaganda. So Reuters, CBS News, Washington Post, among outlets who've now corrected their reporting. They've all gone back. They've all corrected the reporting. The persistent media falsehood that Kyle Rittenhouse was armed with an AR-15 style rifle when he crossed state lines before his deadly encounters in Kenosha, Wisconsin, has led to multiple corrections and considerable mockery as the reckoning over misleading coverage of the trial continues. So, you know, they're all busted. The media line that they used the most was that he traveled across state lines, gave off the impression he was an outsider who traveled from afar, when in reality, the kid traveled like less than a half an hour to Kenosha from his town, Antioch, just south of the state border. His dad lived in Kenosha. He had family in Kenosha. He went there to guard his dad's friend's shop or business or something. Kyle Rittenhouse is a lifeguard. He also grew up as a cadet on the fire department and the police department. I mean, this kid's a freaking saint. If you took away the trial and you took away the media and you just took away the entire riot, if you removed all that and you looked at his upbringing, I mean, they failed to mention any of this. And if you did your own research, you would have known all this. But the media intentionally and maliciously, they didn't care about any of that. They didn't care about how good this kid was leading up to that day. All they wanted to do was bury Rittenhouse, put him away for life, so they can have another told-you-so moment, all for ratings. All for ratings. Well, the media, or the lawyers, aren't the only one who's fed up with this nonsense. According to the Daily Wire this morning, I read an article. I forgot what governor or forgot what state it was. A governor has now come out with a Kyle's Law. It's called Kyle's Law. And any prosecutor who maliciously leaves out information or fraudulently includes information or gets involved in the media's, intent to defame a defense or a prosecutor, either, you know, the defense or the prosecution, are now going to face substantial financial charges. They're going to have to pay the entire case's finances. Okay, however much it cost that defendant, the prosecution's going to now have to pay all of that back to the defendant. So judges and governors around the country are wisening up to the mainstream media, and they're now saying, we can't let the media get away with this anymore. We really need to put our foot down, because somebody's going to go to jail for life who doesn't deserve to go to prison, whether it's Rittenhouse, whether it's somebody else. But somebody's going to end up going away, all because CNN wanted to further enhance their narrative. And it's disgusting. And it should never, ever happen again. I'll dig the details up on that in a second and tell you guys what governor or what judge just came out with Kyle's Law that's now going to go up against any prosecution who ever fraudulently or maliciously covers up or attempts to cover up facts during a trial that may cause the or may cause the defendant to go away. So I think that's great. The mainstream media, they kept saying things like, quote unquote, the 17-year-old vigilante. We've heard that all the time. Kyle Rittenhouse, the 17-year-old vigilante. Joe Biden, white supremacist, arguably a domestic terrorist, picked up a rifle, drove to a different state to shoot people. This is what John Hellman said from MSNBC last year. Joe Scarborough said not only was he not standing his ground, he wasn't even standing in his own state. He crossed state lines with an AR-15, threw himself in the middle of all of this, and started shooting people. We know that's not what happened. So when you say things like that, you better be ready for the immense amount of backlash that you're going to rightly so get from all of the attorneys. I mean, we know Rittenhouse has lawyered up. I mean, this kid's set for life, okay? Between book deals, between interviews, the kid's going to get endorsements at some point, okay? I mean, look at gun sales are through the roof again over what's just happened. And this right here just goes to show that the Second Amendment crew is also having a field day in a very positive way with his not guilty verdict. Gun stores have now launched not guilty sales following the Rittenhouse verdict. Okay, so no one has anything to worry about anymore. No one needs to be politically correct over this. The mainstream media admitted that they got it wrong. Hopefully CNN's viewers and everybody else is going to start to realize that they too got caught up in the hype, and maybe they'll come to their senses eventually. But I think this is I think this is awesome here. Gun stores, having not guilty sales. Obviously, not everybody's really taking a liking to the situation. Clearly, there's a lot of people who aren't happy with the fact that gun manufacturers are exploiting this. I wouldn't even say exploiting the situation. I would say maybe applauding the situation. By the way, guys, if you would like to call into the show, go ahead and call into the show, 585-643-7711. I'd love to know what you think. You'll be live here on air. You'll be able to talk to everybody. Tell me your opinion. What do you think about all of this, the Aubrey case? What do you think about the written case? What do you think about the fact that, the MSM is now in deep freaking trouble? Call the number at the top of the screen. That's 585-643-7711. And this show is also brought to you by PatriotOneNews.com. you guys will start to see us broadcast a lot of stories from independent citizen journalists that write for our new publication, PatriotOneNews.com. So make sure you guys go check that out. That's PatriotOneNews.com, PatriotOneNews.com, where we now have over 850 citizen journalists all writing for PatriotOneNews.com. So it's great that it's phenomenal that, you know, there are people out there that are celebrating this situation, because what I think what it does is it kind of counters all the BS, and it kind of tips the scale back in more of a sensible and logical environment where people kind of snap out of what the mainstream media has done. So, you know, a lot of people find this offensive. I don't. I think it's good. I think, you know, the guy's not guilty. Yes, it sucks that two people lost their lives. I'm not discrediting that. I'm not downplaying it. But at the same time, I think it's great that people are doing stuff like this. I know a whiskey company came out last night. I was flicking through my newsfeed, and there was a whiskey company. They said, we're really disappointed that so many people are using our whiskey as a cheers to the Rittenhouse trial. And I'm thinking, are you guys freaking kidding me? If you were that disappointed, you wouldn't have just posted a marketing campaign announcing that you were disappointed with the brand of whiskey that everybody's using to cheers Rittenhouse. So these guys, even the ones who don't agree with it, are still cashing in on the not guilty verdict, which is why I laugh at America. I laugh at the virtue signaling when we all know they'd whore themselves out for $1,000 at the end of the day to say whatever, regardless of whether they agree with it or not. You throw a little bit of money at these companies or at these people, and all of a sudden it's like, wait, what? Guilty who? Oh, no, he was totally innocent the whole time. Anyway, drink our whiskey. It's just very typical American politics. So I think it's great that these guys have done it. Let's see here. Connie says, so if they are offended, they do not have to go to the store or buy a gun. True. The only people who are going to be offended with something like this are going to be anti-2A people. And trust me, we're not really interested in their opinions. Gilbert says, those offended probably weren't buying any rifles anyway. True. Their offense doesn't matter. Let's see. A lot of good comments here in the feed. Rich says, you guys live to own the libs, don't you? It's rather pathetic and childish. I don't think anyone's out to own the libs, Rich. I think we're just happy that justice prevailed and that, you know, finally we're not getting totally destroyed here. Look, at January 6th was a big blow to a lot of people who are still in prison without bail reform. You know, zero bail opportunity whatsoever. And this guy that we just saw run over all these people, which, by the way, an 8-year-old boy now is dead. Saddest thing. So heartbreaking that an 8-year-old boy is now included amongst the six people who have now died from the 39-year-old Daryl Brooks who ran over them in Waukesha a few nights ago. So, no, nobody's out to own the libs. We're just out to make a point that, you know, thank God there are some people in this country that have and still do apply common sense. That's all we're out to do right now is just prove to the American people that, you know, we do still need to use our brains when it comes to these certain situations. So, speaking of bail reform, Kat Kamick, she appeared on the media yesterday and spoke a little bit about how disgusting it is that this Daryl Brooks got out of jail just a few days later for on a $1,000 bail. $1,000 bail. I mean, we know the Democrats have been pushing their bail reform. It's not working. Okay, Democrat cities are some of the most violent cities in the country right now, beyond violent. And most of it has to do with letting criminals out on bail. Before before their sentencing, before, we really understood how severe and dangerous these people are, they're just being let go. I don't know if this is a Black Lives Matter influenced movement. I don't know if liberals in these states are just that batshit crazy that they honestly believe that these murderers and killers are going to just become better people because we gave them a second chance. I don't know. But this Daryl Brooks was let out on $1,000 bail. And that was 2 days before he murdered all these people. And why was he in the first place? Well, it's because he ran over his daughter's mom at a gas station. So he got into a fight with this woman who we believe is his daughter's mom. And she took off and he followed her with his car in the gas station and hit her and ran her over. Gets thrown in jail, gets out on $1,000 bail. And now, 2 days later, does it again, but to all of these parade participants. So even the DA of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, he was very quick. He or she, I can't remember, was very quick to say, we may have gotten that one wrong. The bail amount may have been set a little bit too low. You think $1,000 for somebody who just ran over? I mean, this is a ticking time bomb. And look what happened. So the city of Waukesha could thank the Democrats for the ridiculous bail reform disaster that they continue to push. And now we're finally seeing the product of these disastrous situations. The worst thing about it is that all these people had to die. 40 people injured. People still in critical condition. That death toll might rise. Let's see what Kat Kamick had to say about it. And how heartbroken they are all for the families over in Waukesha.
Kat Kamick is a Republican congresswoman from Florida and member of the House Homeland Security Committee. This topic is personal for her, her husband, a firefighter and paramedic, as well as a SWAT medic. Congresswoman, thank you for being here today. Ahead of the holiday, we stop first and we mourn the loss of that 8-year-old boy who went out to enjoy a parade in his hometown there of Waukesha. And he has now succumbed to his injuries there in the hospital and he has passed away. It's horrific. It is horrific, every detail of this story. Why was this man allowed to be free on the streets, especially going back to the words of that DA who said it was inevitable that without change to approach, someone would die?
I mean, the whole thing makes your heart break time and time again. Since it happened, I've talked with my husband about this, and he said, this points exactly to the frustration that so many law enforcement officers around the country have been experiencing as this ultra-progressive left agenda goes after so-called bail reform. These law enforcement officers do their job. They go and arrest these criminals, these violent criminals, and next day or 2 days later, they are back out on the streets. What is the point? And now we have a situation in Wisconsin, which is heartbreaking. Never should have happened. And of course, this is getting the attention that we have been calling for, the dangerous one-size-fits-all approach that the ultra-progressive left, like George Soros, who has been funding these efforts at the state and local levels for years, this is the result. You have people that have done a broad brush approach when it comes to bail reform. And let's be clear, I think there is a definite distinction between criminal justice reform and bail reform. Bail reform is before there has been due process. And I think that's important to note because this man had a rap sheet a mile long. He was in the courthouse for a violent offense. This wasn't some petty drug crime. This was a violent offense. And $1,000? $1,000? Heads need to roll for this. I mean, you can see the rap sheet that he has. When you have a repeat criminal habitual offender, as we saw with this criminal, this to me is 100% a failure of the system that has been in place because of this liberal approach. Like AOC and the squad have been calling for no cash bail, no cash bonds. To me, that's ridiculous. We need to give time to the prosecutors, yeah. to the judge, to really determine on a case-by-case basis when it is appropriate it and seems, when it is not.
It all seems case obvious. Everything you're saying, as his rap sheet was just scrolling there, we see it. We all see it. Do you think that the left will face reality? Do you think this will serve as a wake-up call?
The fact that you saw the DA making a statement in 2007 that said, you know, people are going to die because of yeah. this one-size-fits-all approach, that just goes to show that they care more about a political agenda and outcome than people's lives. They
That's
are
a
so
sad reality.
That they can't even come to terms with the fact that they're...
So I think we get the point. I mean, Kat Kamick, she's my new favorite congresswoman. If you don't follow her. She's out of Florida. Love Kat Kamick. You know, she just tells it how it is. There's no BS with her. She's right up there with Lauren Boebert, Josh Hawley, Matt Gaetz, and the rest of them who just come out and really defend our constitutional rights, defend logic, really, at the end of the day, and just want nothing to do with the liberal insanity that we're constantly facing now in America today. So it's very sad. Let's take a look at some of these comments. You know, we know bail reform's not working. We know this is why these people were murdered in... Waukesha this, you know, a few nights ago, last Sunday night. And because of the Democrats' very poor decisions to constantly give these criminals the benefit of the doubt, people have now, you know, they've been murdered. And it's just, it's so sad. And if it happened to my family, anyone in my family, I could never forgive these people again. I don't know how that's going to be possible. Barb said, sue the crap out of that city. They should have canceled that parade or at least had more security after what was going on at the courthouse. True, it was only 55 miles away from Kenosha. If somebody like that was that close to Kenosha, I mean, these police should have known about the situation. Lynn said, love this lady. We need more like her to help save this country. Yes, we do. I love Kat Kamick myself. Why should our police risk their lives just to have the courts release the criminals? Whatever happened to the three times and you are in jail for good? The people promoting low bail, releasing them back onto the street, regardless of the crime, are the ones that should be in jail. This is a phenomenal comment, Lynn. Soros should be expelled from the U.S., like he has been from the other countries, as they were smart enough to realize how evil he is. He is behind every measure to destroy the U.S. just like he said he would. He has paid for all these people that promote these ideas and help them get elected. He had the Clintons in his pocket along with a lot of others, all for money and power. Only they really don't get the power they think they will have as Soros dictates to them. I'm sure he is directing these people standing behind Biden who are telling him what to do. Other countries were smart enough to expel him as they saw the evil he perpetuates. When are we going to expel him? Referring to George Soros. Why this guy is allowed in America is beyond me. He's a freaking disaster behind every insane law, fundraising campaign that you think, how the hell is this being promoted, is George Soros. Lynn says, when are we going to expel him? There is also a lot of intermarriages within his family and the families in his pocket. Just check it out. Linda says, praying for the family. This is heartbreaking. It never should have happened, and the politicians need to be held accountable. I absolutely agree. I mean, listen, it's just, this is disgusting. It's ridiculous. And I hope to God this was the last straw for the Democrats in their very outrageous and disastrous bail reform program. I want to thank you guys all so much for tuning in today. Every day we go live at 3 p.m. right here from Clark Studios, broadcasting around the world. And if you're traveling, be safe. I hope you're safe. I pray for all of you that you have a very safe Thanksgiving wherever you are in the country, and that you have a hopefully not too political dinner tomorrow. in order to avoid the potentially disastrous fights. Because, listen, we've all been on freaking edge over the last year. For many of us, this is our first Thanksgiving back since COVID took its toll on the American people. And I just want to say from my family to you, happy Thanksgiving, and you all have a wonderful holiday. You can catch all the replays on Fox or on Facebook, YouTube, and Rumble. We'll see you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to You Made It Political with Matt Clark. Be sure to like, follow, or subscribe to the show. Or leave us a review on iTunes. And if you like our show or want to know more, check out YouMadeItPolitical.com.